Cease improves to 5-2 on the season. He beat Hayden Wesneski. And so that means the Brewers and the Cubs remain tied atop the Central as the Brewers come home for a couple of series against divisional opponents. Cardinals, then the Pirates coming to town. Lane was mentioning the Cardinals, who were trying to salvage a game in their series against the Mets, but they won't get the opportunity. It's been postponed due to rain. It's the only time the Mets go to St. Louis. They're going to make the Mets go back there for one day and play this game in August. Sonny Gray was the scheduled starter for St. Louis today, so you figure that was a guy who's been their best. Then the Brewers would not have faced him otherwise, so perhaps Mother Nature dealing a break to the Cardinals, and that they'll get him in the Milwaukee series, you figure, tomorrow. Cardinals have dropped six of their last seven games coming to American Family Field. Pittsburgh Pirates lose a series at home to the Angels. 5-4 in the rubber match today there at PNC. The Pirates were trying to win their second series in a row, but they can't do it. Lost the final couple of games to the struggling Angels. Later on tonight, it'll be the Diamondbacks and the Reds. 5:40 Central first pitch. Jordan Montgomery for Arizona. Graham Ashcraft tried to be a stopper for Cincinnati. They've lost six straight. They've fallen into a tie for third coming into the day in the division with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cincinnati trying to break that skid tonight. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The final again here, it was the Royals 6 and the Brewers 4. We've got more of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. MJ.
Brewers end up falling in Kansas City 6-4 and lose 2 of 3 to the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. It's time now, as we continue the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, time to get you the home run distance recap. Brewers hit one home run today. Again, it was Gary Sanchez, who went deep twice in this series. Today's estimated to travel 401 feet. The home run distance brought to you by SBA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Josh Mauer back with you. We go to some other notable Major League scores in this AL Central, where the Royals reside. They came in trailing the Cleveland Guardians, who are atop the division, have been really since the beginning of the season. And Cleveland won a close one today against the Tigers in 10 innings. 5-4, the Guardians remain 2.5 games ahead of Kansas City. Cleveland is 24-13. That's one of the great stories in baseball thus far this season. The Philadelphia Phillies just lost at home for the first time in 12 games. Team with the best record in Major League Baseball, the Phillies lose, and they split a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. 5-3 was the final. Aaron Nola took the loss in that one. Philadelphia had won 18 of its previous 21 games. Well, the Dodgers hosting the Miami Marlins, and that game is in the top of the ninth. L.A. holding on to a 3-1 lead. If that holds, it'll be a three-game sweep of the Fish, and Los Angeles will have won 14 of its last 16. They have been incredibly hot. And coming into the year, you figured L.A. might play this way. That's exactly how Dave Roberts' team has performed over the last about 3 weeks. Unbeatable. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW has donated $4,400. Gary Sanchez homer was the 44th home run of the season for the crew. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 6-4 here. Kansas City completes the series win. And we'll come back with some highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Radio production. Find it now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Brewers fall 6-4. Most of the runs came late in this one, and Kansas City holds off another ninth inning rally for the crew to win the series. Brewers, coming into this road trip, had only lost two series the whole season, but the Cubs and the Royals each got them here on this six-gamer. Back on our Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame, there is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Tonight's highlights, they're brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you. Brady Singer, fifth-year big leaguer, faced the Brewers for the first time in his career today on the mound for Kansas City. Joe Ross, a seventh-year big leaguer, faced the Royals for the first time in his career. In this rubber match, Bryce Terang got penciled into the leadoff spot for the first time in his big league career, On the day that Christian Yelich got activated off of the injured list, so the top of the order looked a lot different for manager Murphy. And wouldn't you know, Terang led off this game with a double to bring William Contreras up to the plate.
This is lined into left center field. That's going to get down. It's going all the way to the warning track before it's cut off by Isbell. Terang around third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Contreras, and the Brewers on the board right out of the gate here this afternoon. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
And then Yelich in his return grounded out to move Contreras to third. There were some really big plays, I thought, in this game that might not necessarily jump out at you when you look at the box score. I think the next at bat was a big one. Willie Adames with the infield in struck out. Chance to make it 2-0. And so the Brewers only got the one run in the first. And then in the bottom of the first, another one of those big plays was the second batter that Joe Ross faced. After Michael Garcia doubled, Bobby Witt Jr. hit a fly ball to right center, and going to catch it, the center fielder Blake Perkins tripped. Looked like he kind of just tripped over his own feet, and the ball fell uncaught. That led to a two-run inning on back-to-back sacrifice flies by Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey. 2-1 was the score, and then the pitchers really settled in. Nobody scored again until the bottom of the sixth. Ross walked Witt Jr. to lead off that inning and was removed. And that runner would come home to score on another sacrifice fly. Three sack flies. They had the Royals in front 3-1 into the seventh. Brady Singer was done after 5 1/3. The second reliever was Nick Anderson, and he was greeted in the seventh by Gary Sanchez. Now the 0-1. Fly ball hit into deep right center field on his horse's Renfro back. It's going to be over his head and over the fence. Goodbye. Opposite field home run, Gary Sanchez, his second of the series. And the Brewers are back within a run. It's a 3-2 game leading off the seventh inning. How about that? Impressive from Gary Sanchez. Then there was another big play in this game that, again, just won't show up if you just gave a cursory glance to the box score. Nick Anderson then walked Oliver Dunn, and one out later, he was at second base as Bryce Terang came up and hit a line drive single into left field. It looked like Dunn would score the tying run, but the left fielder was MJ Melendez. He made a perfect throw home, and Dunn was tagged out. So instead of being tied at three, it remained 3-2 in favor of the Royals. As they got out of that inning, Yelich struck out with two on and two out against reliever Angel Serpa. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Brian Hudson pitched the second scoreless frame. But after the Brewers couldn't get anything going in the eighth, the Royals scored three times against Yoel Piamps in the bottom of the eighth to put the game away. Piamps pitching for just the second time in just about 2 weeks, and he didn't have his good stuff. Gave up a three-run inning, and even though the Brewers would rally in the ninth, it would not be enough. Although Bryce Terang just had a great game, and we got to play a highlight from that ninth inning. It was Terang with two on and one out.
1-2 pitch. Terang, a rocket out to right. Renfro back on it, over his head. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Sanchez around third. He's going to score. Stopping at third is done. It is the third double of the day for Bryce Terang. And it's a 6-3 ball game.
But James MacArthur, the closer, would come in after that, and MacArthur got Contreras and Yelich. One run scored on a ground out, but 6-4 is the final. So the Brewers have lost 4 of 5 as they come home to take on the Cardinals tomorrow night. And we'll preview that series lid lifter when we come back to wrap things up in Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Six-4 Kansas City wins the series rubber match and wins the set from the Crew. So it was, I guess, overall a disappointing trip, but there were some really fun moments for the Brewers. The series opening win, that great eighth inning rally at Wrigley, and then, of course, last night, the Willie Adames theatrics in the ninth for the two victories here on the trip. It'll be good to be home for the next seven. Let's wrap up, though, with a Down on the Farm report brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Double-A Biloxi lost at home to Montgomery 11-4 this afternoon, but let's point out a couple of big prospects for the Crew who each had a couple of hits. Mike Bovee, last year's second-round draft choice, 2-for-5. He's batting .333 since being promoted to Double-A. And last year's first-round pick, Brock Wilkin, has just resumed playing after getting hit in the face with a pitch very early in the season. He's back. And Wilkin was 2-for-5 today with a double. Good to see Brock Wilkin back in action. We remind you that tomorrow night, the On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 6:05. And first pitch at American Family Field is scheduled for 6:40. Brewers and Cardinals, remember Milwaukee had that great sweep in St. Louis a few weekends ago to start the season series. After being rained out at home today, you figure Sonny Gray will be pushed back to make the start for the Redbirds. You know that Wilson Contreras will not be playing after he broke his forearm last night. Tobias Myers is going to be the pitcher for the Crew. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. We hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. The team about to travel home. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we say so long. Again, the final score, Kansas City 6 and Milwaukee 4. From Kauffman Stadium, you've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everyone.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and
the... Context. 6 years ago, when my predecessor came with the promise of claiming our country's proud manufacturing legacy, and we made Infrastructure Week every week for 4 years, and we didn't build a damn thing. He and his administration promised $10 billion investment in Foxconn. In fact, he came here with your senator, Ron Johnson, literally holding the golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. At least it wasn't golden showers, more devils.
Foxconn is dead.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we're back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a little bit earlier, you seemed quite willing to crucify some of the Dems that were supportive of this Fox News
deal. Those are your terms. Yes, that
yes,
was critical.
My terms. Yes. You are being you quite critical.
But you were also critical, but you said you wouldn't have done it, but I guess that's it. But yes, go ahead. Your thoughts.
You're still holding it against them.
I mean, what do you mean by that? If I was in Peter Barca's district, would I vote for him? Sure. Am I not going to bring up a vote that I thought was terrible and egregious? Of course I am, man. No, of course. Like I said, these are politicians. They can handle it. I have no problem calling people out on things that I think were unreasonable. And I think this was unreasononable.
Do you think
the original Foxconn deal? And I know you agree the same way. I guess I'm unclear as to what your criticism of my interpretation of their actions are, because you are also critical, but for some reason your position is better than mine.
Well, I certainly offer a caveat. I don't blanket chastise all of the Democrats that would sign off on this. As I pointed out before, Corey Mason was from Racine. This would be an affected area, right? They're promising a $10 billion investment, and you act like they sat at the table and somehow had the power to negotiate the terms with Mr. Foxconn. They did not. That was Scott Walker. And when it hit the Assembly, when it hit the Senate, well, those things were heavily gerrymandered to the benefit of Republicans. So if you are a Democratic state lawmaker and a corporation has promised to invest $10 billion in your district and you vote against it, I think you're being quite short-sighted.
Really? I think you're being quite short-sighted, assuming that they're coming as honest brokers. A $10 billion, the largest investment in a foreign corporation in the country's history.
I know all the criticism. I share it.
I know. You see the dollar.
But hindsight's 20/20, dude.
That's the short-sightedness and memory. No, it's not. People were against this thing from the beginning, Crudy.
Well, you and I were, but I know a lot of.
And we were against this from the beginning because it was bunk. We knew it, man. Foxconn was full of it. It was Trump and it was Walker, man. I mean, Foxconn, Trump, and Walker walk into a bar. Are you going to believe anything they say?
Let me ask you this. A lot of our union friends, labor friends, people that, you know, would perhaps garner employment through the building of a big Foxconn campus.
Certainly.
They were supportive of this deal.
They were supportive of the deal because they assume they're going to get the jobs. And I get that. But they're not the politicians. I Listen, these are the elected officials. The employment market looks to those folks. Hey, is this a good idea or not? Yeah, we're going to get a bunch of jobs. Okay. You know, it is up to the politicians, the one I have an issue with. Man, they let those union people down. The 132 homes were eventually sold, some of them taken by eminent domain. Let those people down. You believe and you trust in Scott Walker and Donald Trump. I mean, when you look to the other, what I would call the locals in there, certainly some Dems, the MMAC, the county seven, all these folks were down. So if you're outside of it and say, hey, well, all of our elected leaders, they think this is a good idea. We'll do this. We're down with that. I come on, man. It's up to them to lead. You can't tell me, man. We were talking about it then. Pull the tape. It was not righteous then. It's not now. Now, maybe like, something can come of it with Microsoft, and maybe the investment over the years will eventually come back. But no, man, I don't hold it against them. But when you're in those positions, if you're in the chamber, if you're an elected official, you have a responsibility to your constituents, man, not just re-election.
And isn't part of that responsibility to try and bring investment to one's district?
Yes, of course.
Now,
yes.
Scott Walker might have known that he was screwing the people of the state of Wisconsin, and he was desperate to earn himself some re-election, right? That might have been what motivated Scott Walker. But when you throw in the Peter Barkas and the Todd Unsteads and the Corey Masons, and you think they're somehow motivated in the same way and they deserve to be painted with the same brush.
What was the vote? What was their support?
What is their motivation? Was being good constituents? Serving
again,
their constituents.
Again, I disagree. I think due diligence would have shown. We've talked about it from then. There were people standing up at the time saying, no, do not vote for this. Do not do it. And lots of Dems did it. And they did it. And they made that political determination because it's in their backyard. I understand that. It's their backyard. But you also, again, I think have a responsibility to your constituents. And people lost their homes because of it. Rich, the cut from Louie, cut number U, if you would please, talking about being a good neighbor. Now, again, this was the project manager for Foxconn on the ground being interviewed because, of course, people were pushing back on it. And he was skeptical. He couldn't understand why people would have an issue with them. Of course, history has shown out. Yeah, people had the BS meter going off. We realized that it was not a good deal. We have Louis Wu. Let's play Cut You, please.
We always believe you don't go into a place to try to be a family member and would ruin somebody's kitchen. We certainly like to be a good neighbor, and we're here to stay. We're a long-term player for that community. So there is no reason why we should not take upon it as our responsibility to make sure things are as good as they are, if not even better, after we move in.
Ruin somebody's kitchen, man. You bulldoze the whole house. Come on.
I guess here's where I'm starting to differ from you, little buddy. And here's where I draw the distinction and perhaps your rant and where I might rant to. I think that local lawmakers certainly should want investment in their communities. And to suggest that any Republicans, Democrats aren't going to go there, well, that's short-sighted, man. That's very short-sighted.
Really? Come on, man. Foxconn, Donald Trump, and Scott Walker come and offer you $10 billion for anything. You think that's an honest deal? You're going to believe it right off the bat?
I didn't like the deal any better for the Dems that signed. You didn't let me finish the sentence. Okay. I didn't like the deal any better when the Dems signed off on the Pfizer Forum, Dom, which benefited private ownership. And this is not the same as building a bridge in Superior that crosses from one state to another. That's used for interstate commerce. This is used for concerts and for the Bucks to lose in the first round of the playoffs each year.
After they won a championship.
But Dem signed off on that. Because Scott Walker was shepherding through a plan cheaper to keep him. I hate that deal.
Okay, but are you mad at them, Crudy? Because you don't seem very mad at Peter Barkas.
No, I think they're being pragmatic, and I think there's still a place for pragmatism in politics.
You can be pragmatic, man, and if it works out, then it's a good decision. If it doesn't, it wasn't a good decision. This was not a good decision.
And then Dom will crucify your ass on the radio. Come back. More Devils. You might get crucified, but call us 844-96-PARTY.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. President Joe Biden visited Racine County to highlight a significant investment by Microsoft. They're building lots of data centers in southeastern Wisconsin. The $3.3 billion project includes the construction of facilities like the country's first manufacturing-focused AI lab. That's expected to create thousands of jobs, promoting economic recovery and job growth in the region.
Microsoft is partnering with Gateway Technical Community College right here to train and certify 200 students a year to fill high-demand, good-paying jobs in data and IT at Microsoft's new AI data center here in Racine.
During his visit, President Biden emphasized the positive impact of the investment on job creation in Wisconsin. He said that since taking office, nearly 4,000 jobs have been added in Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. TikTok is suing the U.S. government after a new law passed that is trying to force the sale of the app. The lawsuit is spearheaded by ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok. The law, passed by Congress and signed by President Biden, gives the company 9 months to sell the social media platform to avoid a ban. This must be a blow to influencers and a relief to those of us who know nothing about TikTok. Here's a Schwab emendation that might help if you're looking for good, clean family fun. Check out Unfrosted. The film was released last weekend on Netflix. It's written, directed, and stars Jerry Seinfeld, as well as a host of other famous comedians, including Rachel Harris, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Thomas Lennon, and Hugh Grant. It doesn't break any new comedic ground, but it has lots of fun taking shots at history and cereal. Enjoy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloud cover thickens for tonight with some showers around and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, more rain, more clouds, and highs in the low 50s. We're finally back into sunshine on Friday. It warms up into the low 60s. Currently, it's 66.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese for National Lost Sock Memorial Day and talk to a longstanding Wisconsin sock maker. Paul Noonan with sports, Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Talking about the Foxconn, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, came to Studevant, Wisconsin, the Mount Pleasant area, to troll the former administration, his predecessor, on the failed promise, the eighth wonder of the world, never came to fruition. Foxconn's dead, as we AI Trump together saying. So, you have taken some issue with the Democrats that would support this. And I have said, well, I certainly was skeptical as an elected to not take the risk on your district when a corporation's threatening to spend $10 billion for your district. And we as a state, sure, it seems like an outsized investment, but if you're sticking another $4 billion in my district, I'm freaking voting for it, man. You know what I mean? 13,000 permanent jobs, all the promises, and they may not have been... They didn't come to fruition, Dom.
Well, that's the point, man. That's the point. Who's making the promises? What's their character? What's their track record? Foxconn, Donald Trump, Scott Walker. Come on. There was amazing pushback from day one from locals. There were groups that came and organized, whatever. I mean, I'm not any more critical than you. I don't think I'm any more critical than you, Crudy. I'm not going to. You say crucify them. No, I'm obviously bringing up my objection to their voting for this BS deal. You have an objection with it as well. So I don't know what you're arguing with me about.
Here's the point. I actually paid a financial price for my opposition to Foxconn. You may not have known that, Don, but it was told to me by some of the trades unions. They were a little afraid to invest and put their messages on my radio station, Resistance Radio in Milwaukee, WRD, when I owned it there, because of our strong advocacy against Foxconn. And guess what? They wanted the work.
Of course they want the work. Everyone wants the work. That's not the point. They're not the ones, the union trades, whoever's would benefit from it, from building something, are not the ones that are ultimately going to create the legislation and make the deal, right? Who's making the deal? Donald Trump, Scott Walker, and Foxconn. Of course people want work, man. I don't begrudge that. I totally understand all of these things. But it was the bad decision. It was the wrong decision.
Was it the wrong decision to publicly finance the Brewer Stadium? Twice.
I'm not a fan of publicly financing sports teams as a general rule. But if we look at how this actually went down, and I try to crunch some of the quick numbers of $524 million stadium, half of which was paid for by state and local, $80, $90 million directly from the state of Wisconsin.
Talking about players, the Pfizer players, Forum or the yeah, double dip Pfizer we've got in, into the baseball stadium in Milwaukee. And the guy, you remember George Petak, the guy that got recalled over his support, a Republican voted to move forward with the public financing of the Brewer Stadium. Guy used to throw out the first pitch each day at Racine night, 5 years in a row. Guess what? He still did 2 weeks after he got recalled, Dom. George Petak, and, you know, if we are willing to throw them overboard, anyone that supports these things.
You know, being critical of someone's vote is way different than crucification and throwing them overboard, Crudy.
Well, Petak got crucified figuratively.
Peter Barca also lost his job.
He moved
on
to the Department of Revenue. He didn't lose his job. He took a position in the cabinet. That's not a demotion from assembly to the cabinet. Now, he hopes to move on to the U.S. Congress. And I would support his decision then. And even with 2020 hindsight, I would still support Peter Barca's decision to vote for it, predicated on what district he represented.
Wow. I mean, so even 2020. So then why don't you... This is a bad deal, right?
It was a bad deal, but not for his constituents, not if half the promises made had come to fruition. And even if it's a day late and $3 billion short, Microsoft is still there. Microsoft's making a $3.3 billion investment, although I know you're skeptical because once bitten, twice shy with the whole Foxconn thing. Okay. But you know what? For the people that live in Mount Pleasant and for those that you know, those Democratic lawmakers' constituents, they're now going to benefit a little later than expected. But you know what? If Tony's offering to bounce back grants in my district, I'm encouraging it, even if I'm a Republican, because that's voting for my constituencies. I'm delivering
baby. Come on. So you're saying the government making a policy is the same as the international corporation propped up and pumped up by and sold by Scott Walker and Donald Trump. Those are the same things.
I'm saying delivering the bacon for your constituency is always a forgivable offense. That's what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Woodrow from Madison. Welcome, Woodrow. Tell me, who's right on this one?
Hey, Woodrow.
You know, I got to be honest. I was at the gym and I just tuned in, but I called to say, I don't know if you guys have reported or heard, but supposedly Marjorie Taylor Greene has cast a vote to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. And I think that the Democrats should take a seat back and just let her rip and
let her go. I agree with you, Woodrow.
You're bringing us together, brother.
Yeah. I'll agree on that.
We all agree. Let's throw Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson overboard. Cause you know, who cares? I suspect that some word was given behind closed doors by Hakeem Jeffries or others, but you know, that was behind closed doors.
I think it's going to be a vote your conscience thing, Woodrow. Did you realize, I don't know if we got to it yesterday or the day before, MAGA Mike Johnson came out and said he's going to do everything he can in Congress to try to get these cases against Donald Trump thrown out. You know, it's lawfare, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that's where his mind is right now. And I'm down for the governance. I'm down for the bipartisanship, pushing through the money and the legislation for Ukraine, et cetera. That's good. We need to govern. But now you're going to use your authority as Speaker of the House to try to, you know, tap into the Justice Department and have them stop and local DAs to stop prosecuting criminals because he's your candidate, man? I think that's the reason alone to let Megan Mike, play in the wind and let the Republicans pick his fate.
Exactly. You said it. You're down for bipartisanship. The question is he down for bipartisanship?
Only when it comes to preserving his job. Like, help me. Hey,
thanks for the call. Please, Woodrow. We Democrats. Will get into the Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is breaking news. We'll get into that in the top of the hour. In the meantime, 844-967-2789.
Cindy from Appleton, my pal from the Grassroots Network. What's your opinion today, Cindy?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, I came in a little late, so hopefully I'm on track here, but I am not for funding, as a taxpayer, stadiums like the Brewers or the Bucks. But as far as the Taiwanese con job goes, we have already funded that event. I don't think we need to fund it again. It's time the businesses fund it and start giving us some of the money back that we spent those billions of dollars getting that Taiwanese con job up and running, and it never ran. So I'm opposed to any more tax dollars for that.
Cindy, I'm not sure what the state's investment would be, but AI is cutting edge, and the federal government wants AI, and they want the investment at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They want people to learn this new high-tech, this cutting edge. Cindy, I actually think this would be a good thing, and while I get it's still tax dollars, they're yours, they're mine, but these are not our state tax dollars being allocated to Microsoft. We have already been on the hook to basically develop out the infrastructure for this now Microsoft taking over for Foxconn. But Cindy, the $1.2 trillion in infrastructure, things like bridges and cutting edge technology, that is investment. We want investment, don't we, Cindy?
I don't know. AI scares me. Because I think it's going to take over the world. So do we really want to invest in something that's going to run us all off the planet? I don't know.
It's Skynet, Cindy. It's Skynet. It's like the Terminator.
If I could replace them with AI tomorrow, I'd do it. Appreciate your call. Be well, sister. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in this segment. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. And it's just ironic now that, you know, I've brought it up before. You know, look at the money, look at the opportunity costs that Scott Walker cost us in terms of the rail and the broadband that we could have had back in 2012. We could have that money spent, expanded the broadband way back then. I mean, how much opportunity loss was there because Scott Walker thought he could become president, you know, fulfill his Badger's little boy dream of being president of the United States. I mean, it is just a... I mean, hopefully something will happen with the new Microsoft investment there. But I mean, the amount of money that Scott Walker cost us, and we have to, every time Scott Walker appears someplace, somebody's got to talk about his Foxconn failure and his failure to accept that. Let alone the Medicaid money we've been passing up for how many years? Yeah. How many billions of dollars does that cost us?
Yeah, but they're not Scott Walker's money. He'd brag about giving back half his salary when he was county executive. You know, he was making it all on the back end, Mark.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he still is. He's making like 800 grand a year. He ran for president with a net negative worth, and now he's got a nice lake house in Milwaukee.
How does that work?
Well, corruption pays.
Ah, Young America's Foundation, you know, making money off the Ute.
I think I was right the first time. Corruption pays. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Love to hear from you. Mega Mike Johnson on the hot seat. The clock is ticking. We'll tell you how long he's got. He's like a frog in the pot, right? You just turn that heat up. Eventually, he'll boil. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Call, or if the boss is looking, just use the text line. Thing we call the Madison Blues. We'll do the Madison. We'll do the Madison Blues. We'll do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
Listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager.
build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors. Ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Do you like Delta 8? Cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to go back to the lines. You can join us there, talk or text at 844-967-2789.
Here are a couple of the thoughts on the text line, Dom. I try to keep up. Crudy, what exactly are you upset about regarding the Pfizer deal? Please elucidate. I'm not sure if I know that word as it's texted. They kept a building here. It's taxes. Sales tax receipts are up. Didn't the owners of the Bucks pitch in? Well, I know they got rich. That franchise has been multiples of its original value. We, the taxpayers, provide the stadium to them. And I know, and I think it's more than $90 million ultimately that we, the taxpayers, were on the hook for. I think there's a larger bonding issue that we also pay. But
well, the bonding is to the locals, though. That's not state. That's not Crudy's.
Oh, so Crudy's only on the hook for a portion of my portion of $90 million for the Bucks franchise.
Correct.
So rich guys can get richer. So that's part of it, let's just say. And here's another one. Andrew says, quit your bitching about Microsoft. The bigger story? Crudy bears a striking resemblance to suspect number 12 in the Mifflin Street block party car flipping investigation. Yeah. You know, they are scouring the videotapes now for perpetrators.
I know your phone was blowing up that day, Crudy. Crudy, where are you? But you were out of town, right? You can that.
I'm not sure if I can.
Why don't you come down to the station? We'll talk about it.
I don't have a clear-cut alibi. Jason Plummer says, Crudy's deflecting. Well, not very well. Here's another. AI is a tool like Dom. No, I added that part. AI is a tool. It's the people using the tool we need to be concerned about. We are not going to stop progress, but we need to legislate against the damage the tools and do the tools or the fools and do with the tools. Anyways, appreciate it. Crudy, I agree with them on Foxconn. Well, you lost me right there, Steady Eddie. Marcus should have looked at the deal with a more critical eye. Instead, he had money in his eyes and let the money influence his vote. Maybe. Maybe he's bringing home the bacon for his constituency. Always a forgivable sin in Crudy's book.
Yeah, so long as you actually bring home the bacon, I'll come home with three beans.
844-2789. Maybe we're magic beans. That's what Scott Walker promised. Cam from Nina, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. I would caution against being for the Microsoft AI money. So the government in the U.S. has a problem right now, and part of that is, I mean, they have multiple problems, right? But part of the problem is that they have a lot of licensing deals, state and federal, with the Microsoft suite. And the Microsoft suite, while none of the products specifically work better or as the best inside of the entire market, because they work seamlessly, the BAs inside of government see that as a win because it's cheaper for them to maintain and cheaper to upgrade. But it kind of locks the government into using that entire suite of tools. Now, 2 days ago, might have been late, they just closed down a bunch of their game studios at Xbox. And I know it's not related to AI specifically, but to give you a picture of it, Xbox has been around forever. I don't know if you guys know this, but LinkedIn brings Microsoft more money than the entirety of Xbox and the Xbox game studios.
Wow, I did not know that. I bought Xbox
at heart
because of Halo, Cam. I mean, I switched over because of a video game. Halo, greatest video game ever.
Yeah, I did too. It's really scary though that I don't think they have our best interest at heart. They're rolling over for their shareholders as they usually do, and they did the same thing to Linux 30 years ago. They told go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, Linux.
Sorry you lost me, Cam. I'm dumb. 844-967-2789. LA Tom, you're next. Please don't talk above my head.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We must be registered to vote and get ready for this upcoming election. You know, I agree, well, especially